You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, November 26, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Some random facts for you today.
All righty.
People from the country Albania and from the city Albany in New York are both called Albanians.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Something you didn't know. Speaking of New York, Statue of Liberty is technically in New Jersey.
Really?
Really, yeah. If you look at the map, it's on the border.
Huh.
Did you know that it costs $30,000 to $130,000 to climb Mount Everest? Between
really?
Traveling there, the permits you need to get, insurance, supplies, and gear and guides. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the poor.
And you're taking a risk that you might die.
And you're possibly paying for your own death. Yes. That's
yes.
Right. In the opening credits for the first season of Gilligan's Island, there is an American flag flying in the background at half-mast of one of the shots. It's because they filmed that day when JFK was shot in 1963 on the lot.
Oh.
Yeah, the Studio City
and they
lot.
Actually filmed?
I don't think they realized because they made the lagoon right on the lot there at the Studio City, what's now Radnor Studios. And there's actually the lagoon's gone. There's a little bridge there now. It's like in memory of Gilligan's Island.
In memory of Gilligan's Island.
So there you go. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What don't we care about today?
Oh, starting off with a bang.
A bang.
She's a criminal justice advocate, mom of four, an aspiring lawyer.
I hear the opening to the People's Court in the background there when you say that.
And now Kim Kardashian admits she's ready to start cutting back on her sexy swimsuit shoots. I guess I just don't care as much anymore to want to take tons of photos in a thong bikini. Her cam.
I think part of that is because her backside doesn't look as good as it once did.
I don't think she quite understands that.
I think that's part of it.
I think I'm evolving to where I don't feel the need to want to keep up.
See, evolving. She's evolving and she's getting a little cellulite back there, a little cottage cheese thighs.
I guarantee you
that's what's happening.
No, they have doctors for that. Surgeons.
Like 40. She's almost 40. She's going to think nobody wants to see that anymore.
Oh my goodness sakes. When she's enjoying some time away from work while on vacation, Kim prefers to just kick back and relax.
See?
Just like regular folk.
Eating food.
She just wants to lay out. She doesn't care to take the time out of her vacation like she used to, where she'd look for Instagram setups.
Well, yeah, that's probably. I don't think she ever looked for Instagram setups. Maybe at first, but when she started getting people, mm-hmm. I think she went on vacation and her people found setups. And
yes.
Then they would call her and go, "Hi, can you like come down here?"
Yeah, I sincerely doubt she looked for
it. We're sending a car up to get you right now. Mm-hmm. Make sure you bring like all your thongs. Okay? All right.
Although she says she's okay with just living in real time and enjoying it. And if they happen to get a photo, great.
Happen to get a photo. She travels with a crew of photographers and videographers.
Yes.
So they're going to get photos.
Oh, yes.
I think the reason that she's decided she's not going to do any thong photos is because, you know, it's going to her hips. What can I say? It's going to her hips.
Good grief. Dennis Quaid.
Oh, Dennis Quaid.
Mr.
It's going to his hips,
Mr. E-Surance.
Boy, is that the craziest stuff, his E-Surance commercials? They're kind of whack.
I think they're cute.
I think they're kind of whack. He's always playing the guy who needs his teeth whitened.
I think he's cute.
I'm just a guy that plays a guy on TV. No, you're not. You're Dennis Flippin' Quaid.
I think he's cute too. Sorry. Dennis Quaid's defending the 39 year age gap. You heard me right.
39 year age gap.
Between him and his fiancee, Gold Digger Lara Savoy.
All right.
Lucky girl, Lara Savoy.
Well, maybe she's lucky. But let's go back to the numeral 39 in today's Who Cares News. Uh-huh. Who is 39 years old? Kim Kardashian. Hmm. Think about that.
Well, it's a theme today. Theme 39. So Dennis proposed last month.
Divisible by 13.
It is? Oh, it is.
I don't know where I got that. It just came to my head.
I don't know either. It's
been a long morning. Started at 3 o'clock.
But yes, it's divisible by 13. Good on you, John. Good on you. Mr. Math. Of course, you were quite
head.
You were quite the math guy.
I was a mathlete in eighth grade.
You were.
I was a mathlete. I was with all the other the other mathletes at my school. There was like four of us, and I got to the place where we did the test. I was lost. I'm like going like, How did I get on this team? I didn't know the answer to anything. I seriously, were all story, really high end.
Problems, algebraic and stuff.
You know, when they gave out the ribbons at the end, I don't remember getting one. I really don't remember. Got my picture in the yearbook, but that's about it.
How did your team do at the end?
Team did great. All the other three smarties, they knew exactly what they were doing. I'm thinking, like, who left me behind? I don't understand it. And how did I get to be a mathlete in the first place?
Were you their token person on that?
I was, you know, it's eighth grade. It's a long time ago.
All right, so anyway, Dennis Quaid, he proposed last month.
Back to Dennis.
And since that time, he's been receiving lots of digs for dating a younger woman.
Should. He should.
39
a little
years.
Much. That's a, she's young enough to be his granddaughter. You think about that. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
So said, Dennis said, that was really a laugh. I thought it was wonderful, actually.
Well, of course he does.
He says the two don't take it very personally.
He's dating a 26-year-old.
Maybe, just maybe, working on a film did set him up for this, because when he was in The Parent Trap.
Yeah, that's right. He was in The Parent Trap.
Which is like his most famous role.
I think it is, yeah, right?
He plays a man in his 40s dating a woman in her 20s.
Well, you know what?
He says he didn't go out looking for an age gap or something really younger.
Well, of course not.
They just met at a business event.
So they're engaged to be married. Do you think that they will invite Lilo to the wedding? I'm just saying, you know, he played her dad in a movie. So,
he did.
You know, kind of she was discovered.
I
think
don't know.
Even in the credits, it was introducing Lindsay Lohan as both the little girls. So. I'm waiting for Disney to redo The Parent Trap, because that's all they do is just redo and redo. And we'll redo this tomorrow, but we'll have different stories. So it's kind of the same thing. You know who doesn't do a lot of redos? Halle Berry doesn't do a lot of redos. Oh, yesterday she posted a picture of herself like laying down in a bed of berries. She said, which berry is which? And she's like, this is from years ago. She's naked, but she's laying on her front. I'm just saying, internet kind of blew up over it.
Now, that is John talking about Halle Berry.
Internet
blew up what I'm used to.
All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow, one more time this week. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.